This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the CG Sportsbook inside the Palms Casino Resort in Las Vegas, powered by O'Reilly Auto Parts, here's your host, Matt Perrault.
It is Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio, SBNationLive.com, and on the SB Nation Radio app. In a moment, we are going to connect with Mark Raimondi from MMA Fighting to recap what is going on here for an amazing event in Denver that took place over the weekend. And the UFC did, I thought, a phenomenal job of walking fans, both casual and diehards, through the 25-year history of the sport. And UFC 1 taking place in Denver, and then UFC 2 taking place in Denver, although at a different facility. And just the history that mixed martial arts and the UFC as a company has had in Denver. And then to cap it off with the fight of the year and the knockout of the year and Yair in the Korean Zombie, just an unbelievable event. Mark Raimondi joining us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline, MMAfighting.com. Mark, Matt Perrault, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Matt. How's it going, man?
Well, wow. What an event in Denver. Before we get into the main event and even Cowboys' victory as well in the co-main, just overall, your takeaway from the 25th anniversary show in Denver this weekend, what was it?
Well, it just felt like a perfect way to celebrate the UFC's anniversary. That main event was one of the best fights. I mean, it's the best fight of the year. It's one of the best fights in some time. I don't think I've seen a crazier knockout in the history of the UFC. You had the good feelings around Cowboy Cerrone's victory. It was a really nice night. It felt like a celebration, and there weren't a ton of some of the old stars, some of the legends in attendance, unfortunately. But it did feel like a cool throwback night of fights. The old graphics, the old logo on the mat. It was a pretty cool night overall.
Yeah, I would agree. Were you surprised that they didn't do this as a pay-per-view, that they didn't build this up more and instead made it a fight night on Fox?
Yeah, you know what? I was talking to a few people about that, and it is curious why they did it the way they did it, because it could have been a bigger presentation. It could have been on a bigger platform, but for whatever reason, they didn't want to go in that direction. I'm not really sure why. I think they wanted to go to Denver, and they kind of had that MSG spot locked in.
The main event, let's just, for people who are maybe just tuned in, didn't know the whole backstory. I mean, both those fighters have got a great cult following, but to finally get them in the octagon together against each other, I mean, boy, did that fight deliver.
Yeah, and that wasn't even supposed to be the fight. That's the crazy part of it, right? It was supposed to be Korean Zombie versus Frankie Edgar, which in its own right would have been a fantastic fight for the 25th anniversary show, but Edgar got hurt, Rodriguez steps in on short notice, and you have one of the more exciting up-and-coming stars in Rodriguez, who really can finish fights, can attack from all these crazy angles with all these crazy kicks and all these crazy innovative moves. And you have the Korean Zombie, who has been around forever, going back to WEC, and he's always been one of the more exciting, durable, fun-to-watch fighters. And you put those two together, And we got a classic. I mean, people thought it could be that, but you never know what it's actually going to be when it comes down to it. And, man, it delivered in every way possible, including, I think that was it might be the best knockout in UFC history. It was definitely the most creative, innovative knockout in UFC history. There's never been anything like that before, ever.
You know, he was throwing a lot of trick stuff in the octagon for five rounds, and I'm watching it on Twitter as well as watching the fight, Mark, and, you know, the reaction from people, it wasn't all positive. People did not really love everything that Rodriguez was doing until 1 second left when he landed it. Was that a lucky shot in your mind, a Hail Mary elbow, or was that just a guy who at that right moment knew what to throw?
No, it was not lucky at all. It looked like it was very much calculated. I mean, that's Yair Rodriguez's game. If someone else did that, you could say, okay, maybe they were, you know, it was a shot in the dark. It was a Hail Mary, like you said. But his offense is predicated on that innovation and on hitting from different angles. And that looked like it was something that he was actually trying to do. It looked like something that he had practiced. It looked like something that was very much in his playbook. It just so happened that it came at the last second of a fight that he was losing. It was just an incredible, incredible knockout at that point. Again, the timing of it, and just the technique of it is something we've never seen before. It's probably the best, and this didn't even at the end of the fight, I'm talking about the Showtime kick back in WEC, the final WEC card where Anthony Pettis landed on Benson Henderson. It's almost like that, where it was a fifth round of a main event fight, and you just throw something crazy out, and that's what happened with Rodriguez, only he actually ended the fight with it. Pettis did not end the fight with the Showtime kick, but Yair Rodriguez ended the fight with his, called the Pantera elbow. He ended the fight with that, and with 1 second remaining. I mean, what can you say? I mean, that's a historic, epic finish, if there ever was one.
Yeah, it was great to see the two guys in the hospital shaking hands afterwards, taking a picture together. But then on social media, the Korean Zombie apologizing, saying he was embarrassed for his performance. I don't understand how in the world that guy could be embarrassed for the five-round performance he put on. I mean, I understand, I guess, the sentiment that he lost, and he's disappointed that he lost. But that guy's got nothing to be ashamed of, right?
Oh, no, of course not. I think Korean Zombie fans were obviously wanting him to win the fight, and he did have the fight. He had it in the bag. It's impossible to know what the judges had on the scorecards at that point, but it did seem like he was winning at least the fifth round. Even if you had it 2-2, right, going into that fifth round, which is what I had. I had it 2-2, and I thought he was winning the fifth round, and it seemed like he was doing better later on in the fight. So from that perspective, Korean Zombie fans, you know, see this guy, he comes back from another long layoff, his second straight really long layoff. This time he had knee surgery, and it's never easy to come back from that. So you have him in a situation where he's winning the fight, and he gets into this crazy brawl right in the closing seconds, and he gets knocked out. So I understand if you're a Korean Zombie fan, there's some frustration. But if you're just a fight fan, you have to respect and appreciate who this guy is. He is never content just walk away with a decision. He is always willing to. That's him, right? I mean, that fits the character. His nickname is the Korean Zombie. He comes forward no matter what, no matter the cost. And in this case, it did cost him. But to me, it only elevates his legend. He's not one of the all time greats in the UFC, but he's one of the all time great action fighters in the UFC in combat sports. And this only elevates him in those terms, at least in my eyes.
What does a knockout like that do for Yair Rodriguez now that, I mean, one I guess, benefit from that fight card being on non-pay-per-view, it's on cable, that it instantly was everywhere. I mean, it was all over social media. There was no protecting it. There was no worrying about pay-per-view, you know, buys and worrying about not showing it with replay and whatnot. It literally was everywhere on the internet on Saturday night after it happened. Where does Rodriguez go from here?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was on SportsCenter's top 10 plays. By the way, I think it was number 6. Are you kidding me?
Right.
I mean, how is that number 6 on any list? We're talking about one of the most ridiculous knockouts in the history of the UFC. It's number 6 of the night. Are you kidding me, ESPN? Get out of here with that. That was insane. I don't think they understand the degree of difficulty with which that finish happened. I mean, wow, number 6. That's a slap in the face. Anyway, I think it's. I mean, for Rodriguez, no matter what he does, and he's still very young. He still has, I think, a very long, promising career ahead of him. No matter what he does from here, Matt, he'll always be remembered for this. This will go down in history as one of the best knockouts ever, really. Yep. And it happens on the UFC's 25th anniversary show. So this will always be a part of him. So he'll always have that. Now, I'm sure he wants much more than just that. But no matter what Yair Rodriguez does from here, he'll always have that elbow knockout on his highlight. I mean, forever. So it'll be very, very big for him. I mean, everyone always, no matter what Anthony Pettis does, he always has the. I mean, he keeps the guy jumping off the cage. I mean, no one has ever done that. No one's ever done this elbow before. So it'll always stick with him no matter what he does from here.
Yeah, great stuff. Mark, thank you for the time. Thanks for rescheduling. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, Matt. Thanks, guys.
That is Mark Raimondi, MMAFighting.com, joining us on the Rock and Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. If you've not seen what we're talking about, I would go and Google Yair Rodriguez, Korean Zombie, from Saturday night. It is one of the greatest fights I've ever sat through. 5 rounds of nonstop action and a walk-off, last-second reverse elbow. Rodriguez was looking at the ground when he threw the elbow to knock out the Korean Zombie. Literally.
looking at the ground when he hit him. Jason Symbol, CG Technology, joins us to recap the weekend next.